places in the world, in Miami. And they used to come in.
Instead to wherever.
They used to come in with cheap labor too, and deposit them out in the outskirts. They would come in here because they didn't have work in their country. So we've always been an unloading station.
What do they call a person that sells illicit drugs like that?
Handler.
Don't they call them handlers or drug dealers, I would say.
Okay, how about a person who's habitually has to use something like heroin? What would you call him?
No way. Golly, I can't think of the word.
Addicts,
I guess, would be it.
Okay, and if a person, did you have any, when you were younger or now or any time, have any different names for the money, like you know, any different terms for money? Instead of just calling it money, you might call it something else,
We hear people call it dough, and we hear it called different things.
Any other ones?
We were taught to say money.
Right.
And to specify. As my father used to say, articulate, and I will answer you. So we had to call things a proper name.
You ever call anything like lucre or anything like that?
Well, you hear it called filthy lucre.
I heard that since the World Wars, but I didn't hear it.
But that's mostly after you got the...
And gambling and such as that.
Yeah.
And,
how about if a person had was now in his luck and... had something that he thought was valuable and wanted to trade it in for some money,
well,
and let it go to do that.
Pawnbroker.
Okay. And were there any, early on, were there any local designations for wine? Like
winos.
Well, winos, like a bum. But I mean, if a person just, you know, drank wine occasionally, not as a heavy user or anything like that, were there ever any slang terms or familiar terms for just wine in general?
Well, not drinking wine, not being in a drinking family, I just don't know.
Okay. How about, we were talking about derelicts, and we were talking about bombs and winos and alcohol and everything else. The worst section of town, the place where derelicts and unsuccessful criminals pass the time of day outside of jail.
It would be a slum area. The only thing is they don't always confine themselves to those slum areas. They went to our parks. That's what ruined our parks for a long time, is because they would go down there.
Reynolds Park was ruined, Coconut Grove Park was ruined.
And the City Park was ruined.
Well,
a great deal during...
I haven't noticed what happened.
They started selling that
stuff. They got it all the way.
Then the hippies came into it and
they
sneaked out
there. Over and ruined that sort of thing.
So the slums were outdated by the parks with the pretty trees in it.
That they can't go swimming up there anymore now because of the hippies and the trash that's up there.
One other thing that has happened recently is the movie houses, the ones that show the X-ray movie houses. Do you have any names for those? Anything that you refer to those? That you talk to, you know, your friends, you know.
Well,
I don't talk about them.
They're illicit pictures that they show. They're
X-rated movies,
and we would call them the X-rated movies that we didn't pay attention to.
All right, what would you say a person has that is able to gain favors from a city hall?